The Truth News Network. In a world of talking points, you need intelligent conversation. You need TNN. The Truth News Network. And Dan Newman.
Why don't we do that today? An intelligent conversation. You don't hear or see many of those in mainstream media today, but we try to do that every day here. You know what? We'll start off with a famous quote. According to William Shakespeare, the eyes are the windows to the soul. So look back at the homepage, right where you clicked on this podcast arrow. Look to the picture of Adam Schiff there to the left. Looking at him, one would think his soul just might be full of some pretty nasty stuff. Well, let's get right to it. An almost universal feeling for political savvy Americans is the distrust of Mr. Schiff, who chairs the powerful House Oversight Committee. That committee is charged with looking into operations of every department of every government entity in operation today, including their financial and actual operating procedures. Oversight, that's what they're supposed to do. As the makeup of Congress changes every election cycle, so does the constitution of every committee. The majority party has a very attractive chore that House leadership gets to use to give their party legislative power over those in the minority. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as do all speakers, carefully chose those to chair the most important committees in the House. For the House Judiciary Committee, where real impeachment must be initiated according to the Constitution, Pelosi appointed as chairman Representative Gerald Nadler, Democrat from New York. The arguably second most powerful committee, the House Oversight Committee, is led by the Democrat Party witch hunt bulldog. Yep, Representative Adam Schiff of California. Both committees, since Democrats won House control, have concentrated almost exclusively on one thing: getting rid of President Trump. Their mantra, hey, forget about legislation. Let's get Trump. Both Schiff and Nadler have walked through the fields of harvested evidence, ignoring the real crop of facts, so they can daisy pick any piece of evidence that they feel they can use against President Trump. Their problem has been that there aren't very many pieces showing Trump wrongdoing. In fact, none yet so far that actually show any wrongdoing. Never mind, they're really good at manufacturing evidence to say what they need it to say. Having no factual evidence against President Trump should end their nonstop committee hearings, one would think. Not so. They both continue to dominate the focus of the House with some new piece of evidence that requires virtually every minute of their committee's time to investigate, rather than to conduct the normal business of the House of Representatives. Hadn't seen a lot of bills signed into law in the last year or so, have you? I wonder why that is. Their detractors, Republicans' detractors, will say, hey, look, the House has passed a whole bunch of legislation. The Senate just sitting on their hands won't do anything. Just passing a bill that starts in the House of Representatives is just the beginning of the lawmaking process. They are supposed to get together and find ways and means and parts of bills on which they can together compromise and find something that works for both sides. The House makes no attempt to do that. And so, no legislation. Adam Schiff is without question the most partisan, the angriest, and most vile member of House leadership. He's so vile, he makes fellow Representative Maxine Waters, Democrat of California, look like a kindergarten or Sunday school teacher, your pick. We won't chronicle all the lies Schiff has told with impunity through the last few years. We've done that before. You can look back in previous stories. There are a bunch of them, and they're out there. But what we will do today is ask some questions in our attempt to discover if he is hiding and what he is hiding from Americans. Why would we think he is hiding something? That's a pretty good question. Just follow this line of reasoning. First, the House is contemplating pursuing the most impactful act to our nation's political institution and its structure, the impeachment of President Donald Trump. The House of Representatives is known as the People's House. They are supposedly chosen to serve for a short term, 2 years, and while doing so, simply representing those like-minded other citizens from their communities. They are to speak our minds if they represent us, not their own. Following that line of reasoning, one's expectation should be to reflect the people of one's own district in writing bills and passing bills and getting them signed into law strictly for the betterment of their districts first, but into the context of what's best for the nation. Impeachment is not a legal issue. You need to get that in your head. Impeachment is not a legal issue. It's a political issue. The House of Representatives is constitutionally required to investigate a president when applicable for the commitment of, quote, high crimes and misdemeanors. Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution states that this way, quote, the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. The House does not conduct a trial for impeachment. You got to remember that, too. The House does the investigation. They gather evidence and determine if the evidence is sufficient to write and pass articles of impeachment that, if they're passed by the majority in the House of Representatives, they go across the hallway to the Senate, which holds the sole constitutional authority and mandate to try whoever is impeached by the House. Now, the Senate doesn't have to take up consideration of any of those articles of impeachment if they feel there's no merit. But anyway, the House is desperately trying to find enough meat to be able to pass some articles of impeachment and pass them across to the Senate. And should they do that and the Senate not hold a trial of the president, you can bet their heads will explode. So why does this House of Representatives, led by Schiff rather than House Speaker Pelosi, and that's kind of been very verified here in the last month or so, why do they insist on privately conducting what are called classified hearings with witnesses rather than conduct those hearings with full television and radio coverage so that we, Americans, can see and hear for ourselves the testimony of those witnesses? Why is that? Well, both Adam Schiff and Gerald Nadler have continually maintained they have, quote, sufficient evidence to justify the impeachment of President Trump. And that's the question we are working to answer for you, and hopefully we'll find it today. They already should have that. They've said multiple times it's there. All they would have to do is present what they say is already there to the House, come up with those articles of impeachment, and pass them across the aisle. They're just not doing that. So, let's look at the process for just a minute. What does it take to justify impeachment? As we said, treason, high crimes, and misdemeanors. And we told you, Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution, that these elements must in whole or even in part be evident and verifiable to successfully impeach this or any other president. So what does that phrase, high crimes and misdemeanors, what does it actually mean? Well, the charge of high crimes and misdemeanors covers allegations of misconduct by officials such as dishonesty, negligence, perjury of oath, abuse of authority, bribery, intimidation, misuse of public funds or assets, failure to supervise, dereliction of duty, unbecoming conduct, refusal to obey a lawful order, chronic intoxication, or even tax evasion. Think about all of those. How difficult would it be to prove any of those against anybody, especially a sitting president? Quite honestly, how could anybody prove those charges against you or me? Offenses by officials also include ordinary crimes, but perhaps with different standards of proof and punishment than for non-officials, on the grounds that more is expected of officials by their oaths of office. The word high, you know, in high crimes, refers to the offense and not the office. Any elected government official can be impeached. There are some who post that high refers to the level of office, but that interpretation is false and lowers a standard of similarity whereby the U.S. Constitution refers to treason and bribery and other crimes that are high of equivalence to treason and bribery. Some also akin misdemeanors as current lower crimes in many jurisdictions. At the founding, there was no reference to a misdemeanor in criminal law. High crimes and misdemeanors provides for other malfeasance at a level similar to treason and bribery. Indeed, the offense may not even be a breach of criminal statute, And this from their Harvard Law Review in explanation. The majority view is that a president can legally be impeached for intentional evil deeds that drastically subvert the Constitution and involve an unforgivable abuse of the presidency, even if those deeds didn't violate any criminal laws. Just to be totally transparent, we're going to be transparent here. You're not going to see transparency from anybody in this Democrat-controlled House of Representatives. But we're going to be. President Trump, to be impeached, does not have to have broken any laws of any kind. In that example, the president is no different than any other American. That means, of course, no American president should break any laws, but a president can be impeached without having broken any law or laws. That in itself is very troubling to millions of Americans, as it should be. The conclusion for all of us should be that President Trump can be impeached for committing an act or acts that do not reveal criminal wrongdoing. It's all the more reason for the House of Representatives in this committee hearing, the oversight committee that's going on right now, and also other committee hearings like those in the Judiciary Committee, should be broadcast to the public. I don't know about you, but I don't trust a lot of members of Congress. I don't trust some of the actions members of Congress take. In fact, if you look at their favorability ratings, they hover around the 10%. That means I'm definitely not in the minority about not trusting them. Members of Democrat Party leadership have exhibited not a single choke or filter on their stated and obvious plans to impeach the president. We gave you a live report from a sitting member of the House, a current sitting member of the House, who 2 days before Mr. Trump had even taken the oath of office, stated publicly he would vote for articles of impeachment of Donald Trump as president that day if given the opportunity. But back to Adam Schiff. So far, the Oversight Committee hearings, for the most part, have been held behind closed doors. The reasoning provided by Schiff for the secrecy is to both protect the identities of those who testify, but to make certain that those who would literally attack these witnesses will not have possible ammunition for any attacks. We know they are out there, he said. Any reasonable person who has watched Schiff's actions since 2016 know that he and his cohorts have one purpose for their anti-Trump rhetoric, and now with House power, they are out to fulfill it. Stop Donald Trump. So, what's behind all the secrecy? We got some answers for you. We'll have those when we get back in just a moment at truthnewsnet.org.
Real truth, real news. TNN, the Truth News Network.
Shop at H&M. Be stylish. Be trendy. With women's clothes and accessories at the best quality and the best prices since 1947. Come to H&M and shop for women's clothing and accessories inspired by the latest fashion trends. Here at H&M, the master of cheap fashion, clothes cost the average price of $21.40.
Wow, that's so cheap and affordable.
I know, right? H&M offers fashion and quality clothing at an affordable price.
So, what are you waiting for? Come shop at H&M today!
Hashtag hot and modern.
Are you tired of school? Do you have enough of this continuous learning? Let yourself seduce to the crunchy waffle drenched in milk chocolate. That chocolate crispy taste is going to make your day. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
When the left seeks to impeach a president for resisting efforts to frame him, you need clarity. And you get it right here at TNN, the Truth News Network. And again, Dan Newman.
Before we get into the finish of this, let me just tell you, there is so much happening so fast in Washington regarding this and other political matters. Make sure you stay close. We'll have them for you every day. And should it become necessary to do a couple of podcasts and stories every day, each day, we will do that. And of course, we will keep you posted when those are published. So just stay close. In that regard, we need to figure out what's going on with Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is now full speed ahead. He did not just get started with impeachment. Think about it. First, there was Russian collusion, and then Trump obstruction of justice, and of course, the Mueller report. Last but not least, believe me, it's not over. There'll be something else, is Ukrainegate. Schiff impeachment calls began in earnest shortly after Mr. Trump moved into the White House. Republicans pointed to a March of 2017 appearance of his on MSNBC in which Schiff said there is more than circumstantial evidence now of a relationship between Russia and Trump's associates. In December of that same year, Schiff said on CNN, quote, "The Russians offered help. The Trump campaign accepted help. The Russians gave help. And the president made full use of that help." That is pretty damning, Schiff said, whether it is proof beyond a reasonable doubt of conspiracy or not. And in May of 18, Schiff said on ABC that the Russian trolling of Democratic National Committee emails is like Watergate in the sense that you had a break-in at the Democratic headquarters, in this case a virtual one, not a physical break-in, and you had a president as part of a cover-up, he said. Schiff said later that the Russian investigation is, quote, size and scope probably beyond even Watergate. On numerous occasions, Schiff said publicly he had plenty of evidence of Mr. Trump's wrongdoing that was very sufficient to impeach him and successfully try and convict him in the Senate. So why hasn't that happened until these latest attempts? Well, there's a simple answer. Schiff lied. There's no irrefutable evidence that supports impeachment. He's pushing forward in hopes of finding someone from this White House, preferably previously with the White House, to turn on the president and provide damning evidence against him. That did not happen in 2017. It didn't happen in 2018. So far, not in 2019. But Adam Schiff has made it abundantly clear. He'll not quit until he finds something to use to drive Donald Trump from office. So, after all of that preparation today, what the heck is being hidden by the House Oversight Committee? Well, one must first believe there really is something hidden that Schiff and company are desperately hiding from Americans. Quote, unquote, and company would be the likes of James Clapper, John Brennan, Andrew McCabe, Nellie Orr, Bruce Orr, and many officials in the former administration, including maybe just all the way up the ladder to the top of the Obama administration. I won't name names. We'll get to that if and later they become obvious. It appears that much of the investigatory findings of such wrongdoing that occurred before and during the Russia collusion investigation are about to be dumped on the American public. In fact, as early as this Friday, October 18th. Like most Americans who are waiting for that information certain to be included in the Inspector General's report, one would think members of the House of Representatives would be psyched that the truth will finally be released about the matter surrounding 2016 election tampering and the alleged wrongdoing by government employees accused of illegal investigation actions against Mr. Trump. It is safe to say that Representative Adam Schiff is not one of those Americans hoping to get to the truth. In fact, Mr. Schiff is trying to hide the truth. Let me explain. There's much at stake for many, many people. John Brennan, former CIA director. James Clapper, former DNI director. James Comey, former FBI director. Andrew McCabe, deputy director. Peter Strzok, FBI senior official, and others in the FBI who are operatives whose communications have showed extreme animus for Mr. Trump, they will certainly be fingered in this report. You can bet on it. Any of those who have been exposed to committing illegal activities should and probably will be referred to the Justice Department for prosecution. Those could very well be the list of those included in the previous sentence and even others. And there probably will be trials and even some prison sentences for some of those exposed that end up being prosecuted. How could the 2.5-year Mueller investigation with 30 full-time investigators and a staff who spent $30 million of our money, taxpayer money, investigating these claims against the president, how could they be so inept as to miss any Trump wrongdoing? Obviously, they're not inept. Obviously, there was none. But that's not good enough for Mr. Schiff. Remember the Ukrainegate Schiff-initiated investigation? Remember the first whistleblower who certainly had dirt on the president regarding that phone call with Ukraine President Zelensky? The American people need to hear from that whistleblower who has evidence of pressure on President Zelensky to investigate President Trump's leading opponent in 2020's election. That was stated by Adam Schiff. Guess what? Schiff said this on CBS October 13th on Sunday. Quote, "Our primary interest right now is making sure that that person, the whistleblower, is protected," Schiff stated. He continued, "Indeed, now there is more than one whistleblower that they are protected. And given that we already have the call record, we don't need the whistleblower, who wasn't even on the call, to tell us what took place during the call. We have the best evidence of that." It's mind-blowing that he would even say that. Schiff could not care less about the whistleblower. He, some from his staff, and probably other committee members met with the first whistleblower long before the claim was even filed. There is actually evidence that Schiff and company assisted in the preparation of that whistleblower filing. We already know that the whistleblower is a former CIA operative who was loyal to former CIA Director John Brennan. He is alleged to have taken part in this whistleblower action. Schiff is just concerned about being implicated in his own actions. So let's wrap this up. I know we've gone long today, folks, but this is really serious. We're talking about impeaching a president of the United States. And preliminary investigation details and interviews are happening behind closed doors. We elected him. 60-plus million Americans cast their vote for Donald Trump in 2016. They owe us the ability to hear and see what detractors are saying that could possibly conclude with impeachment. Representative Schiff is treading water as hard and fast as possible. What is he and other members of his committee hiding? Any of their personal involvement and cover-up in lies for which they are personally responsible. They are petrified that the Friday, October 18th release of Inspector General Michael Horowitz's report on wrongdoing in the 2016 Trump election investigation will implicate them in any way. Their evidence of wrongdoing must be significant, right? Why? Well, D.C. politicians have historically been able to hide most of what they do on the bad side, especially political corruption. With this president and his commitment to draining the swamp, they're really nervous. And they should be. Mr. Trump has pulled the plug on the tub these swamp creatures have called their home for decades. And when the water that they have used for cover-up is drained away, the critters in the swamp are fighting for survival because everything they've done wrong, is being revealed. But what is the purpose, the single purpose, Democrat Party closing of the hearings to the public? They must control the narrative of what comes to the public from those hearings. The only way they can is to not let us see it. What we've seen so far in their endeavor is only couched stories that are incomplete, include cherry-picked tidbits, which, taken out of context of the full hearing, can make the president look bad. They do not want the Americans to see and hear any of this testimony in context. They must control the narrative to have any hope of getting Mr. Trump. Their attacks on their foe for 3 years have apparently been unsuccessful. Why? Mr. Trump has apparently kept his nose clean. Since 2016, however, their actions have been obviously illegal. They should be nervous, even more than just nervous. With the information that has oozed out of the IG report so far, some of them should be concerned about who's going to be their cellmates. That's a wrap on today's story. Lots more coming down the pike to this. Make sure you stay close. We'll see you next time at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody.
Read all about it. Hear the truth. TNN.
The Truth News Network.